This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Hugo Delgado Perez. Date of birth is April the 1st, 1969. Case ID number 2376404. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from PSJA Family Clinic, dated 12/28/21, and medical records from Dr. Dionisio Calvo III, dated 12/8/15, as well as a Social Security questionnaire, dated 2022. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that he has been exposed to COVID-19 and had it in the past. He states he had it in January of 2022. He has had symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, diarrhea. He has tested positive for COVID-19, but has not been around any family members who have had COVID-19. In 2022, he had two vaccine shots for the COVID-19 and also a booster. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old single male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, diabetes mellitus, injury from a motor vehicle accident which occurred in 2015 with chronic pain, and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and has not worked since July of 2015, where he worked in construction for 25 years, was a welder for 10 years, and also applied drywalling and floors. During that time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his daughter, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, injury from a motor vehicle accident in 2015 with chronic pain. And number four, anxiety/depression. History of allegations. Number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in July of 2012, he started having difficulty with his eye vision. The claimant states that he suffers from diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and trauma from a motor vehicle accident, and also states that his right eye is worse than his left. At the present time, he wears glasses. His smell and vision at this visit was OD uncorrected 20/25, OS uncorrected is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant states his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor. No surgeries or drops have been assigned to him for treatment. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have neuropathy of his hands and feet, which consists of numbness and tinglingness. He states that he checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and that it usually comes out to be either 105 to 170 mmHg. He states when he initially got diagnosed, they did a random blood sugar, and it was 270. At the present time, he takes glyburide / metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams TID, and appears to be well controlled. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. Allegation number 3, injury from a motor vehicle accident in 2015 with chronic pain. The claimant states that in 2015, he started to have pain, especially of his right upper extremity, from a motor vehicle accident. He states he sustained severe abrasions and was unable to function well with his right upper extremity. No x-rays, CT scans, or MRIs were performed. They did remove glass that was in his right arm, which was like an abrasive type of injury. He denies having any injections placed. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb 2 flights of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he cannot squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 5 pounds with his left arm. He is unable to open up a jar top or button his clothes at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his doctor is Dr. Oralia Martinez. He does take cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD, for muscle spasms, which he states does help him with the pain. The claimant states that the only other physical activity he does is walking around the house. Allegation number 4, anxiety and depression. The claimant states that in 2012, he started having symptoms of sadness, loneliness, crying spells, decreased appetite, insomnia, decreased concentration, and decreased motivation. He has been treated with Lexapro 10 milligrams POQD, Cymbalta ER 30 milligrams QD, and melatonin 10 milligrams QHS at night. He states he does feel a little bit better, but continues to have these symptoms. Family history: the mother has diabetes mellitus and hyperlipidemia. He does not know the rest of his family members. Medications: Nitrostat, 0.4 milligrams sublingually, PRN is needed for chest pain. Escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD. Melatonin, 10 milligrams QHS. Lexapro, 10 milligrams QD. Famotidine, 40 milligrams QD. Cymbalta, 30 milligrams delayed release QD. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams POQD. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams QD. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD. Losartan, 25 milligrams QD. Glyburide, metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams TID. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams QD. And vitamin D, 50,000 units Q-week. Medical problems: hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of fatty liver, anxiety / depression, history of COVID-19 in January 2022, heart disease, decreased vision, mild spondylosis, hyperlipidemia, varicose veins of bilateral lower extremities, and non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 6 to 7 cigarettes per week for 35 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of smoking 12 packs, 12 ounces of beer for 35 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has used marijuana and cocaine, but denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana and cocaine was approximately 20 years ago. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 194 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and a fourth inch, BP 153 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation is 98%, BMI is 30.5. General, this is a 53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and does not appear to be in acute distress. He does not appear to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant presented all covered up, with gloves on his hands and a mask over his face and on his head, and did not appear to like the idea of me examining him without these things. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. The claimant does use binocular glasses. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness noted of the lower legs and especially and of the right upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted except for the right upper extremity where the claimant had difficulty in moving his arm and hand. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for the right upper extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had some difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. The claimant was unable to make a full grip with his right hand, and he could not oppose or make a full fist with the right hand. The claimant also appeared to have problems with the shoulder and the elbow as well. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps brachioradialis and patellar and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms were noted. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas except for the right upper extremity, which was plus 3 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left side, but abnormal for the right side. X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-ray of the C-spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with his left upper extremity, and to a lesser extent, with his right upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some possible right upper extremity injury of the right shoulder, including nerve damage. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength for the left side and an abnormal grip strength of plus 3 over 5 for the right. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right upper extremity, but not for the left. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right shoulder dysfunction, which may be neurological, as well as problems of anxiety and depression. Probable diagnoses: decreased vision - normal physical exam. Claimant does wear bifocals, but is able to see without glasses. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Being treated at this time appears to be well-controlled with the medication. Number three, injury from a motor vehicle accident in 2015 causing chronic pain of the right upper extremity. The claimant does appear to have a frozen shoulder and may have a shoulder impingement syndrome, as well as neurological deficit of the right upper extremity. Number four, anxiety/depression - confirm with medical records. Is beating being treated at this time and appears to be improving. This is the end of the dictation by the name of Hugo Delgado Perez.